Okay, be honest with me. How would you go if you got lost in the bush and had to spend a night outdoors? What if you or someone with you got injured? Would you know how to use a first aid kit or what to do if you got lost? As you've heard Jonathan explain this morning, according to this survey by a hiking company, only 1 in 3 Australians know how to deal with getting lost, and 2 in 3 reconsider going on walks due to safety concerns. So what is happening to our love affair with the great outdoors, and why do so many Australians not feel confident venturing out of town or getting away from it all into a remote location, camping or hiking? If you have some thoughts on this, by all means, 1300 222 720. You can call me now or send a text on 0437 922 720. Worth pointing out, this is a national survey, so maybe West Australians are the outliers. Who knows? What do you think? 1300 222 720. Now, Kathy Miller is the president of Hike West and joins me now. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Now, Australians have been known for loving outdoor activities and adventure. Are you surprised to hear about these findings?
Yeah, I think these the data that's come out is a bit anomalous compared to what I've been seeing out there. We've got some data from the Australian Sports Commission showing that bushwalking participation is growing in Western Australia. We had 211,000 people admitted to bushwalking during the financial year 22 to 23, and that was a 40% increase on the year before, and it's been increasing ever since COVID started.
Wow, 40% increase. Okay, so you think the situation could be a little different here in Western Australia, perhaps compared to the rest of the country?
Yeah, I can't really speak for the rest of the country, but as someone that gets out there on the trails, it's definitely busier out there.
Or maybe it's just a dodgy survey. Who knows, Kathy? I mean, we weren't the ones conducting it, were we?
Well, that's true.
You're never quite sure. They do say it's nationally representative, but look, I don't know the back end of this particular survey. But the kind of idea behind it and the research they commissioned found that Australians are not that confident venturing off the road and into the bush. So when people are getting going for the first time and going out on those longer hikes, do you find people are a little bit nervous to get going?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are, especially when you consider how remote some of the places in WA are. I go solo hiking quite a lot and I can see nobody for days on end. Although, having said that, you know, more recently it has been busier out there and you don't get the solo experience as much as you used to. But you know, people should start with a short walk on an easy trail. There's plenty of easy trails near the city and around the towns and on marked trails, and then just gradually build up their skills and their abilities and, yeah, go remote once they're ready.
Yeah, and it's saying that 1 in 3 Australians, only 1 in 3 know how to deal with getting lost. I mean, have you ever been lost yourself out hiking, Kathy?
No, I find it pretty hard to get lost. There's so many apps on your phone now. I've got a mapping app that works on aeroplane mode, and it has a big blue arrow pointing the direction that you're walking in. It has every littlest track on there. Unless you drop your phone or run out of battery, and I have backups, so that's unlikely to happen. I have a very strong case on my phone. Then you know, you're not really. I just don't really see how you can get lost with all the modern technology we've got.
And that works even if your phone's out of reception.
Yeah. So even on even if you put it on flight mode, there's an app there's several apps that work, mapping apps that work.
Well, that is good to know. Kathy Miller is my guest on Mornings, president of Hike West. And look, frankly, Kathy, it would be nice if everyone just sort of stopped hiking for a bit so that you can go back to enjoying these trails in peace. But it's nice, it's nice to know that everyone is getting into it in WA, at least. I was curious as well about this finding that apparently 2 in 3 Australians reconsider going on trail walks due to safety concerns. I'm not really too sure what's meant by that term, safety concerns, but should people feel a little worried? I mean, sometimes it can feel like you're stepping outside your comfort zone.
Yeah, you definitely need to be prepared, and there are safety concerns out there. Given the small number of incidents and rescues, you know, it can happen to you, But in general, if you're prepared, you're wearing the right footwear, the right clothing, you've got water, you've got food, you've got a map, you know where you're going, you've let someone know where you're going. It's really quite a safe activity, especially if you stay within your abilities and you start on the shorter, easier trails and until you're experienced and you've built up those skills.
1300 222 720 if you'd like to join this conversation about why some Australians might be feeling a little more reticent to get out and about in the great outdoors, maybe feeling like they lack those skills. And Kathy, if someone feels like they don't have those skills in terms of how to navigate or prepare for a hike, basic first aid, that sort of thing, what would your advice be to them?
They should definitely go on some introductory guided walks with one of the There's lots of bushwalking clubs with very low membership fees, you know, in the realm of $30 a year or something like that. And you can go for a hike every week with experienced guides with all the gear. There's the Bibbulmun Track Foundation. That's a not-for-profit organisation that organise introductory walks and skills training. So they'll even teach you how to cook hiking food and things like that. And yeah, in terms of first aid, there are free first aid courses online. If people go onto the Hike West Facebook page, there's a link to a free 15-minute hiking first aid course at the moment.
Fantastic. Well, that's one to look out for, because I don't want to make it sound like everyone ventures into the outdoors unprepared, but you do see people, you know, on the news periodically being rescued from Bluff Knoll because they've climbed it in the fog, or you know, we've even seen the death of some hikers in Mount Augustus or Barangaroo. So what message do you want to send, I guess, to people who might be seeing those stories and going, nope, not for me, I don't want to step on a snake or fall off a cliff?
Yeah, well, you know, it can happen to anyone, but the likelihood is quite low if you're prepared and you have the right shoes and enough water and a map, and you know where you're going and you've done your research and your preparation.
And I guess fitness levels is something we should mention as well, because you do need to be wary of that if you're starting out.
Yeah, that's right. You definitely need to start small on flat ground and build up your fitness, like as with any sport.
This listener, Kathy, says they're looking to do some hiking this year in the Bibbulmun Track in August. Hopefully it's not too wet for them then. Do you have a little pause in your multi-day hikes over summer, or do you still get out even though it can get quite hot over December, January?
Yeah, December, January is probably not the best time of year to be on trails in WA, particularly for fire danger. Bushfires can start pretty rapidly and it's quite hard to escape from them, depending on the conditions out there. But you know, if you're really careful, there are weather windows, and especially down along the south coast and through the Pemberton and the Carey trees there, you can fit in an overnight hike safely if you understand the conditions and you're prepared.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point you make there. A lot of people do tend to take their holidays around Christmas time, New Year, or maybe around Easter, when it can still be quite warm in many parts of WA. And so that's the time of year when they're thinking, well, maybe I should go out on a hike. But it really is a time of, without wanting to scare anyone, it's a time of heightened risk, I suppose.
Yeah, and carrying enough water it adds to your weight massively. You know, you need at least 3 or 4 litres of water for a full day hike.
Indeed. Well, Kathy, great to chat to you this morning and to speak to you in your role as president of Hike West. May you continue hiking for a long time and getting some time to yourself, even amongst the busyness that is now besetting the trails.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thanks, Kathy. Kathy Miller is president of Hike West at 10 minutes to 11 on ABC Radio Perth. Leo rang in to say, these are not hard skills to learn. He was a Boy Scout and still has those skills, even though he lives in an urban area. I wonder if many people still do that. Maybe you can let me know if you know the answer. 1300 222 720. This listener says a discrete increase in numbers doesn't reflect the truth. Our population has increased dramatically over time. Younger people are more scared because they weren't taken camping by their parents who were too busy working. And Dawn says to the average Aussie who thinks they are great outdoors adventurers, it means driving along the beach in a huge SUV and then sitting on a deck chair heading to Karajini in the home away from home super supper caravan, or getting out of the car at a viewing point to take a selfie with the sea in the background. Dawn, so cynical. Thank you for your feedback, 0437 922 720.